Jimmy Rogers, I can yodel, too. Yodel-ay-hee. See there? My 11-year-old brother Sonny told his younger brother, Billy. If I had me a guitar, I could really sing like him. Well, I could sing like Jimmy Rogers, too, Billy said. I'm going to sing just like Jimmy. You can sing like someone else, because I'm going to sing like Jimmy my whole life, but I got to have me a guitar. Sonny, if you can sing like Jimmy, so can I. Okay, Sonny hollered at him. Let me hear you try. Come on, just try to yodel. Billy let out a yodel-ay-dee-hee you wouldn't believe. Sonny just stood there looking at him. Well, all right then, but we've got to have a guitar. Sonny loved to listen to Jimmy Rogers. After school, he'd put on some of Jimmy's old records and get his head as close to the speakers of that old Victrola as he could. This way he could close out all the outside noise in order to hear the beautiful voice of the master, Jimmy Rogers. Sonny knew, even at that young age, that somehow music was going to be his life. It was already in his blood. One afternoon, Sonny came running home from school excited. "Mama, guess what? I've been asked to sing at school." Mama came out of the kitchen wiping her hands on a towel. "What is it you're going to do?" "My teacher found out I could sing a little bit and asked me and some other kids to sing and stuff for the school assembly," Sonny said excitedly. Mama grinned. "Okay, but what are you going to sing? Do you have something picked out?" "Well, I was thinking maybe singing South of the Border, you know, that Gene Autry song." Mama says she thought that would be fine. "Do you remember all the words? Let me hear you sing a little of it." Sonny stood up in the middle of the room and started singing. South of the border, down Mexico.